Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we listen to your podcast and give you our first impression. Now, sometimes we pick random podcasts, and other times people go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and cut in line, which is what Sir Bumble did today, and that's why we are listening to The Masquerade. Now, their description in iTunes says, a podcast about starting a podcast network with only $85 and a mask. And I'm going to give you a free bit of advice here. Your website right now in iTunes is pointed to a website that doesn't exist. And he did say that right now he doesn't have a website, which is not a great first impression, for the record. And you, even if you don't have a website, you're using Libsyn for your feed, which is great, but you want to have your website. If you go into Libsyn, go into settings, edit show settings, and set that to masquerade.libsyn.com, at least you could use the Libsyn page. In fact, I would even upgrade to the new Libsyn webpage. And we're going to be listening to episode number 7 right after this friendly little reminder.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And we're listening to episode number 7, and the title is A Call to Action. And it goes a little something like this.
So here's the pitch. I am Bumble, a masked podcaster looking to prove to the world that you can still be creative while building a company. This is a podcast about me starting a podcast network from the ground up with only $85 and a dream. Follow along on my journey, my quest, and possibly my opus.
Mine.
This is the ongoing story of how I put the B in business. This is The Masquerade.
Interesting name. Not sure I would have guessed what this show is about from the name, but... All right. But I'm intrigued by the
Running
story.
Running a profitable and sustainable business is not an easy task. You have to be everywhere all the time, keeping your eye on all things related to it. You're constantly on the grind to better yourself and your company, and you're doing your best to make sure that anyone you can talk to knows about your business. In most cases, you can't do it alone.
And I think you're reading.
You need partners, friends, coworkers, dreamers, and even realists to help you grow. I mean, even Batman has a sidekick. Someone who can help him with decisions, to bounce ideas off of.
Not quite
someone
sure
who knows what move he's going to make before he even knows.
Do we need
someone
the
willing to tell you when you should try something differently? Because if you go it alone, you always take the chance of becoming reckless. Having someone at your side can be a huge help. It can make you become a better teacher by giving you the opportunity to train someone for the future, and to test your abilities as a mentor and a Sherpa by passing on what you already know. And it ensures that should something happen, they will be ready to take the stand.
So
the definition of a sidekick is a close companion, a partner, or a friend. They're there to better you, to assist you, and to help you be the best you that you can be.
Call to action, though? I don't get it. I'm not drawing the lines here.
Now, I fancy myself as a dreamer, soaring high above the clouds in a world that makes me happy. I imagine I'm atop a large giraffe, looking onto a wonderful place that can be better with just a little hard work.
I'm a little
confused.
We
need these dreams, the hopes, the aspirations. But the higher that we climb, the more we can lose focus on how to actually reach that goal, that fantasy, that life.
It's a little slow for me. Sidekicks are good and you're a dreamer. Okay.
One of the biggest flaws of being a dreamer is that we can sometimes see so far ahead that we actually don't calculate the steps and the process that it actually takes to get there in the first place. We usually tend to see the outcome, but skip the entire process of attaining these goals altogether. Sure, we can always work on it, but we can also find people to help keep this possible future alive with their guided assistance. It seems the older we get, the more we either abandon our fantasies or we try to go full charge towards them.
What does this have to do with a call to action?
And honestly, I'm tired of having to push them to the side just because some people don't believe in it.
So I guess my first question is, you spent a fair amount of time, for me, trying to convince me that having a sidekick is a good idea. I'm like, are there people out there saying sidekicks are bad? And the dreamer thing, to be honest with you, I had a really hard time paying attention because the pace is really slow. And for me, too slow. On your website, you say this episode explains some of Bumble's past and how he plans to change it, all the while growing the business and expanding upon the company as a whole. I didn't hear that. If that's what you're talking about, can we get to that a little sooner? I don't understand the title of call to action. So in general, I am confused at the end of this episode. In general, I'm kind of confused with the whole Bumble thing. I understand that some people use different names because they're afraid of getting in trouble with their job. I've always wondered, like, why people don't go, like, my name is Dave. But if I wanted a fake name, I think I'd go with something like Doug or Steve or something. Because when I hear Bumble, I think of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the fact that Bumbles bounce. Wahoo! That I found a little slightly distracting. No website is like, okay. And so my first impression is you're going to grow a network. And I you had me at the beginning. We're going to talk about building a network with next to nothing. Okay, great. How? And I understand you're going to have a sidekick. Got it. It's a dream. Got it. But takeaways from this so far, 5 minutes in, and that's the whole point of this kind of whole podcast, you got to hook people quick. And I would not have lasted as long as I did on this recording. I would have ejected sooner. For me, and that's all this again is my opinion, your delivery was too slow for me. Now, some people might like that. I did not. So that's it. I would work on a website. That would be the big... Now, on the other hand, audio quality was cool. I'm not sure I got the music. I thought the music sounded a little more spooky. Like, kind of somebody lost in the forest kind of spooky music. You were reading. That was fine. I'm not a big fan of... You know, to me, if it was the news or something, but you were doing like... You were doing that NPR thing where it's very planned out ahead of time. And they are doing a report on what they did with the saliva glands in the elephant, you know, that whole thing. They're reporting on this. And so I get they're reporting a story. I don't know. I just did not resonate with this podcast at all. So I would advise you, A, that the audio quality was fine. I would advise finding your target audience and getting a little focus group going. Because right now I am not your target audience. This, for whatever reason, this just didn't do a thing for me. So I apologize, Mr. Bumble, if that hurt. My goal here is not to hurt your feelings. Just realize that if you see me, I'm a 52-year-old white guy with somewhat of a background in marketing and podcasting and music and things like that. But this didn't do anything for me. So. I wish you the best. I am tempted to go back and listen to the other episodes because I'm like, okay, this one was a little slow for me. Maybe I should go back and listen to the first couple other ones and see what's going on with that. But that's it. You can find it again right now, masquerade.libsyn.com. He says he's working on a website that'll be coming in the future. Hopefully you have a domain, something like the Masquerade. Well, that was the other thing. The Masquerade, for me, is more of a theater. I would guess this is a show about the theater. than, or acting or something like that, or a George Benson, who's a jazz guy that used to sing that song, The Masquerade. So that would be the other thing, that if I was trying to really launch this, I'm not sure if I went to a bunch of people and said, I'm doing a show called The Masquerade. What do you think it's about? I don't know that they would turn to you and say, I bet you're building a podcasting network with $85. And you want that, the name of your show, to be kind of like a headline. So with that, I'm rambling. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you want a full, you can tell I'm trying to do a full in-depth thing here, and I have to stop myself. That's what we do over at the Podcast Review Show. Find it at podcastreviewshow.com. It's for myself and Eric K. Johnson. I've got over 10 years in podcasting. He's got over 30 years of being a number one guy in radio. And when I go over your technology, I go over your website, Eric and I go over your content, your flow. It's a phenomenal, it's like two consultants for the price of one, plus the added exposure of being on the show itself. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. So thanks so much for tuning in. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. If you want to cut in line, go out there and click on the Fiverr button. And I want to remind you, as always, I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. And don't forget to enjoy your ride.